Hi there, this is Craig Taylor again. I really hope that you've enjoyed reading this eLearn magazine article on QR codes. I certainly hope that you've been able to see how it could add some value to you, to your team, to your business and to your organisation. And I really hope that it's inspired you to go away and to start creating some QR codes of your own and playing around with them and experimenting and seeing what you can do with them. However, I did want to offer a few final words of advice because although they appear very simple to use, there's still some good practice to stick with and there's still some quite common mistakes that you could very easily make that could detract from otherwise pleasurable experience for the people that are scanning these QR codes. Trust me, I've made some of these mistakes myself, so hopefully you'll be able to learn from my bitter experience. First of all, don't assume that people will know what to do with a QR code. Not everybody has read the article that you've just read. So just placing a QR code around your workplace or around your organisation is unlikely to have people flocking to it because they may not know what to do with a QR code. So try and include some simple instructions alongside your QR code. Secondly, ensure that the QR code links to a site that is actually optimised for mobile viewing. There's nothing worse than scanning a QR code to go through to a website that's not been optimised for mobile and then spending forever trying to scroll left and scroll right and zoom in and zoom out. So always try to make sure wherever possible that the page that the person who is scanning the QR code ends up on is optimised for mobile viewing. It makes for a much more pleasurable experience and there's a much greater chance that they'll come back a second and a third time and they'll recommend scanning QR codes to their colleagues as well. Thirdly, don't just use a QR code on its own. Many people don't have smartphones. If they do, they may not have a smartphone scanner installed on their phone. So try and place a shortened URL, as I've done in this eLearn magazine article, alongside the QR code. That way those people that can't access it from their mobile device can either take a photograph of it on their phone or may be able to jot down a shortened URL. They can return to their desktop or their laptop and then navigate the content and access the content from there. Placing a QR code where there is no internet access is obviously a big no-no. I've even seen some QR codes in the depths of the London Underground. And although the London Underground are planning on putting Wi-Fi access in those areas in the future, it's certainly not there at the moment. So I often question the reason for people putting QR codes in areas where there is no internet access. And then finally, not quality assuring your QR code. And I must admit that this is an area that I've fallen into in the past. Even producing this magazine article for eLearn magazine, I fell into the trap of copying and pasting a URL into the QR code generator, but I failed to copy the entire URL correctly. I left one or two digits off, and of course, as you know, one or two digits missing off a web address is absolutely useless. So when the QR code was generated, it led the people to absolutely nowhere. The site didn't exist. So always, always, always check, double check, triple check, and then get somebody else to check your QR codes. Hopefully this hasn't put you off. These are some of the more commonly found areas that people stray into and mistakes people make with QR codes. Hopefully you won't make them. Thanks for listening.